The History and Topography of Ireland. After, Gerald of Wales. Part 17. The Many Kinds of Crows Here, and Their Natures.
There are no black crows in this country, or there are very few. I like this line from Gerald. It seems that somewhere in the middle of it, he loses confidence in his project. He's making a very bold and definite statement, and then he loses momentum halfway through. You can almost hear his inner critic raise an objection.
That can't be right. But do you really know that, Gerald? Do you really know that there are no black crows in Ireland?
And he settles for hedging his bets. Or there are very few. Which I find hilarious, given the wild leaps of logic and fantastic fancies he has delivered with total confidence before this point. Why now does he admit to a limited or partial grasp of the natural diversity of the island? I like to think that it was only a passing doubt, that he manages to expel it in the next few sentences. He goes on to shore his confidence up by telling of how the crow will take a shell high up into the air and let it drop to break off a stone, which is true, and shows that Gerald was an observer when he wanted to be. There are no black crows in this country, or there are very few. Well, what are they then, if not crows? All these birds that I have been watching since childhood, out the school window, picking worms from the football pitches, or high and noisy in the shadowy canopy of the Scots pine. Were they always something else other than crows, which is what I thought them to be? Why do I now suddenly feel at that comma point in that sentence? What do you really know? Wouldn't it be better to hedge your bets? Or there are very few. The absence of the crow, despite the presence of the crow, is one of the strangest facts about the natural life of this island. A fact which goes some way to explaining the national inclination towards the ornate and the fantastic. Because, as this monk has found out, there may arise uncertainty over even the simplest fact, and living on this westerly isle has become an elaborate means of enduring the tricky and uncertain environment that is established here. Such a simple thing as a black crow cannot be certain. If they are here, there are very few of them. About the crow, however, we can say this, that if they did live here, which indeed they might, they would be important and would come to have a special place in the mythology of the nation, as a black crow is very black and certain, and this would stand out. It would be as final as death amongst all the shape-shifting, although there are no black crows in this country, or there are very few. Neither are there any poor forms of falcon. There are only the finest here. Partridges and pheasants are absent. There are no magpies and no nightingales. Or there are very few.
You have been listening to The History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.